Chapter 13, Severing Your Attachment to Outcomes. She says to you, "So what do you do for a living?" You, thinking, "Gee, I wonder what I should tell her. If she likes my answer, I'll get laid. If not, I'll have to masturbate." I am an, engineer. She, getting bored, says, "Oh, okay, yeah, that's cool. Hey, I need to go talk to my friend." When you talk to a woman, be relaxed. To do this, focus on right now and pay attention to what's going on outside of you instead of analyzing and second-guessing yourself. When you think too much, it interferes with your mind's ability to socially vibe. So when you're talking with a woman, don't analyze or judge yourself. Be fluid rather than systematic. Focus on the here and now. Don't be concerned with the results. They'll take care of themselves. In the example above, rather than doing all that thinking about what will happen later, focus on what the girl is saying. Be relaxed and tell her the story about how you've always wanted to invent new things as you were growing up, and now as an engineer, you can fulfill your dreams. You see, no matter what it is that you do for a living, you should always have passion about it, and it should always be the fulfillment of your dreams. Otherwise, why would you as an alpha male be doing that thing? And don't forget to let yourself have fun, too. Relax and don't attach much importance to any of your conversation or behavior. Remember, you're not attached to any outcome. You have no expectations. All you're going to do is create the right conditions for a lay to take place, and then go with whatever happens. If the lay happens, great. If not, just shrug. There will be plenty of other opportunities. In life, there are some things you cannot control, and other things you can. The key to happiness is to focus on the things that you can control while not attaching much importance to the things you can't. So always relax and enjoy yourself. One of the winningest college basketball coaches of all time was John Wooden of UCLA. If UCLA lost a game, Wooden taught the players to view it as not being a big deal. UCLA was on its way to winning, but the clock simply ran out before UCLA could win. Similarly, I want you to view women the same way. When it comes to women, you're going to get laid eventually, I promise. If you display attractive qualities and persist with enough women, you will always have sex, if you are given enough time. An example of something you don't have an attachment to the outcome of would be, for example, surfing the web. You do it because it's fun, not because you need to do it and stress out about it. You don't expect anything in particular. With women, too, you should not be dependent on any outcomes. If you feel like you need to get laid, it will drain your energy and make you feel negative every time you have a failure with a woman. Instead, just surf her. Believe me, women have a keen sense for when a man has an agenda. If you have a specific goal of getting laid, you will give off vibes of neediness. That makes you look lame. So forget about what might or might not happen at the end of a date. What the two of you are doing right now should be fun and enjoyable for both of you. If she thinks you'll demand sexual servicing at the end, then she'll think you're pushy. When you have no expectations, you will be a lot more laid back. If you have any goal, it should be increasing the likelihood of getting laid. You'll do this by creating the conditions under which sex with a woman can take place, and then nudging the interaction towards the lay. And I'm going to explain about all this in later chapters. It's completely natural to talk to a woman even if she's a complete stranger. Be sexual, but non-threatening, and completely patient. You don't want her to detect that you have any expectations. Keep your interaction natural and let it flow. Human biology will take its course.